as outlined over here with the, in our booklets, is Be'ez Hashem, three topics. Number one is we're going to discuss Hergisha v'lo Matzadam in more detail through the eyes of the Pischei Tshuva. We discussed it in very general terms and related it to Pshat in terms of how to read the Shulchan Aruch. And now we're going to discuss some very particular examples of the Pischei Tshuva. We're going to go briefly through the Mechaber Be'ez through Hey, based through Dalit actually. Hey, we did in detail previously. Based through Dalit in terms of Tinokas, which is not too relevant halacha l'maisa. We'll raise a couple of halacha l'maisa issues. And finally, topic number three is going to really be the seminal topic for today, and I'll catapult us also into Thursday's topic as well. So we'll try to do it well in the sugya, and I think that that we will do in the Rishonim and from the Gemara. And Be'ez Hashem be Megala Mukos, that ideas that were said here from our Masorah previously. Okay, let's Be'ez Hashem begin. First of all, the Pischei Tshuva over here in Sif Katan Gimel discusses the parameters of the Chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshin. To remind ourselves, the Chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshin appears in Kuf Tzadi Sif Aleph, where the Trumas Hadeshin is quoted by the Mechaber, where he says, "V'mergisha shenifdach mekora lahotzi dam, ubotka achakach v'lo matzaklum." If she has what we call a hargasha and she doesn't find any dam, yesh mishomer she tmeah. There's some who say that she is tmeah. The Chelkas Mechokek, he's actually quoted in the last page by the Shevet Alevi, has a rule in Shulchan Aruch, and that is a stam yesh mishomer. The halacha generally follows the stam. Generally, we follow the stam. There is a question of what the shita in Ashkenaz is going to be, and it seems clear that many gedolei poskim in Ashkenaz were choshesh for this shita, the Trumas Hadeshin, and that is that in Hirgisha, and then in such a case she checked and she didn't find dam, she would be tmeah. Okay. Now, how do I know that? It seems that many poskei Ashkenaz were choshesh for it, because we have Pischei Tshuva after Pischei Tshuva after Pischei Tshuva that discusses different details of this case. Now, right off the bat, I'd like to declare my bias about all of these cases in the Pischei Tshuva. As we pointed out on the booklet, if you look up the Rama himself in the Darkei Moshe, in Kuf Pei Ches, Oz Beis in Darkei Moshe, the Darkei Moshe, it seems, the Rama himself, we alluded to this briefly once before, the Rama himself seems to be Mekel. Tzarech Iyun, the Darkei Moshe comments, in Kuf Pei Ches Beis, in the case of the Trumas Hadeshin. In other words, even though the great Trumas Hadeshin is Machmir, and even though the Rama quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, almost always gives tremendous deference to the Trumas Hadeshin, just for the record, I want to point out, and to me, it's a little bit of a tzarech iyun why this didn't come up in the Pischei Tshuva himself. That at the end of the day, if you take a look, Kuf Pei Ches Beis and Trumas Hadeshin, Darkei Moshe says tzarech iyun da b'gemar reish parah kesem lo kamer d'argasha d'oraisa el b'matza kesem im argasha. The Rama says the only time we're machmir is if you find the kesem with the argasha. O shematza dam b'mei raglehem avol b'lav achi lo mash mesham d'tamin. Gam lo ri'isi le'echa min ha'poskim she'kasav l'tumatza b'argasha b'lo ri'ya klal u'lechein dvarav tzrichim iyun. So you have on the one end the Stam V'yesh Omrim, that in the Mechaber would sound like the he would be Mekel, even though it's not a classic Stam V'yesh Omer, V'amevin Yavin, it's not a classic Stam V'yesh Omer, but at the end of the day, it's a Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber. There are other instances in Kuf Pei Ches where the Mechaber didn't seem to hold that this was the Iker Din. That's in regards to Mechaber. B is the Rama himself in the Darkei Moshe expressly writes that he doesn't understand the Trumas Hadeshin, that just because there's Argasha doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be Machmir. I'll just repeat, without emphasizing too much, that Rami Lezer Shlita gave a fascinating svara according to Rashi, that we saw that Rashi's shita is that Hargasha is absolutely critical, and Hargasha, Rami Lezer suggested according to Rashi, is that Hargasha is Dam. that according to Rashi, you can't separate Hargasha and Dam itself. So if that would be so, if there was Hargasha and there wasn't Dam, then you have to say that somehow you missed something, that somehow there was something lacking in the Bedika. So even though that might be very nice and so on, we've seen time after time again that we follow the Shita of Tosos, not the Shita of Rashi, and the Darkei Moshe himself rejects it. So even though the Trumas Hadeshen is on the books and it's the great Trumas Hadeshen, Adayin Sarachiyun Halacha L'Maisa, whether one would have to be Choshesh. But for some reason, for good reasons, for the reasons that Ramiller mentioned as well, the Poskim in the Pischei Tshuva doesn't seem to take this approach. He takes this Trumas Hadeshen extremely seriously, and he comes up with a couple of instances where he discusses this phenomenon. So we're going to outline a couple of them. Sifkat and Gimel, he quotes first the Shev Yaakov. Ayin b'tshuva Shev Yaakov b'isha shoysa misateshes b'chozek v'koach v'ayidei koach godol shelo itush nitas mimenu lematum mei reglaim. So she passed gas, and she felt then the pressure of passing gas caused her to release some urine. Lefi daita, that's what she thought. So that's what she thought, that it was just simply urine. But later she found that, wait a second, there's a little bit of blood over here. V'shala, and now her question is, im yesh lochosh afil pachos mikashir, hovel shir gisha baboker shenitas mimena, Efshir Shezeh Adam Nitos Mimena. Wait a second, is this a classic case of Kesem? Fascinating Shaila over here. Is this a classic case of Kesem? On the one hand, she finds later on Dam, and yet at the same time, when she had the Hargasha, she thought it was simply Meiraglein. Veheshiv, and the response of Shev Yaakov is Kima Shupachos Mikigris, Ein Lochush Klal. Since it's less than a gris, what she found is less than a gris, then you don't have to be choshesh. In other words, the Trumas Hadeshen was only talking about where you don't find anything. And the Shev Yaakov, and in this case, when she finds something, and what she finds is less than a gris, so then we have the following phenomenon. On the one hand, she found something, so you don't have to be machmir for the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is only if you don't find anything at all. On the other hand, it could very well be that that the dam that she sees now, we could be matir from both directions. We could be told in both directions and say that on the one hand, we don't have to be matir for the Trumas Hadeshen. On the other hand, what we could say is that this was a regular kesem that you could be makel. After mevur bikuf pechesukuf tzadi imir gisha shniftach mekora botka v'lomatzaklum detzmeya, even though the Trumas Hadeshen was matir, that you don't find anything at all. Shani Hassam, this is different. Demayri Shabbatka Miyad V'lo Matzaklum. That was a case in which she checked immediately and she didn't find anything. Val Karchach Sarach Lomar De Lo Lechinam Niftach Mekora. So the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshen is that it's a Chumrah. The Chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshen is only when she doesn't find anything. When she didn't find anything, then that's not true. There must have been something. However, over here, here's the difference. Behold the Momatsaklum, Akarha Shiyasaman Dabar, Ma. Vinevat. When she didn't find anything at all, so then we gotta say that Bedika was for some reason not effective. Vaholashir Argasha Doraitsa Khashina. And if Argasha is the right, then we have to be Khashina Shemiyasatibatam. Mashain came be Isha Zo. However, when it comes to this woman, the lo vodka mi bokrad erev, Vizeshia Harbe Ben Anashim Shayide Ishul Itush. Then in this case, we could just simply assume that her assumption was correct, and that is that the pressure caused a urinary movement, and now she finds dam that's less than a kesem, and we could be mekel. We have a bodka miyad, and if she would have checked immediately, she would have found meiraglaim. And there's no reason to be machmir. Okay. So that is one instance that the Pischei Tshuva discusses where you might have been machmir like the Trumas Hadeshen, and he says, no, you don't. You don't have to be machmir. He quotes then an interesting Tveres Tzvi, which disagrees with the Sidrei Tara, which we're going to leave. And then, five lines before the end, he says something very important from the Chochmas Adam. Maybe more important for those who ask whether the woman has a hargasha or not, who search for whether a woman has a hargasha. We've also pointed out that we generally assume that unless the woman tells us that she has a hargasha, we assume that if it's during her period, that her time around her expected period, then we assume that she did have a hargasha. If it's not during her time, unless she describes the phenomenon as a hargasha, we don't have to be machmir. However, the Chachmatan does discuss a particular instance that's related to that. Because of Odu, who has in Nashim Sharagil Behem Lecha Levana, Muchzakis Bazet, Afilu Ergisha Zivas Davarlach. If you remember, and we have this in Piskei Tshuva Sivkat and Aleph, that a woman has three different types of hargashas. She could have hargasha of her Averoch Vedim, according to the Rambam. The most common hargasha is Psichas Hamikar. And the third is the hargasha of the Nodav Yehuda of Zivas Davarlach. Zivas Davarlach does not mean that she feels wetness on her underwear. It doesn't mean that she feels wetness in the cervix area. It means that she feels the Zivas Davarlach all the way in her rechen, which is something that's very hard to identify today. But the Nodav Yehuda describes that as well as being a form of hargasha. So the Chachmas Adam says, what if she has that hargisha Zivas Davarlach? So then according to the Trumas Hadeshen, we would be machmir. According to Trumas Hadeshen, we're machmir. Nevertheless, Tahora, she is a Tahora. Kivan Shemukzeket. Hergisha Zivas Davarlach, Mefurish. They're talking about Hergisha Zivas Davarlach. So then he says, Velo Baska. So then according to Trumas Hadeshen, we might be machmir because you have Argosha and we have to assume that there was Dam.
And the four Agashas.
What? Just a second. And then in such a case, he says, but here the halacha would be different. Tahora, kivan shemuchzekes uregila bikach, talinan b'matzui. So even those who are machmir for the Trumas Hadeshen, even those who will ask a woman if she has a hargasha, which that means what I've been mekabel from my rabbi, we don't do. And a woman says that she did have a hargasha zivas davarlach, and we don't know she checks, and she doesn't see anything. So then, in such a case, we could still be makel and say that she's tahora. Why? There was a hargasha zivas davarlach, and we have to be choshish that there's dam. Since it's normal for hargasha zivas davarlach to not only be dam, but for it to be also another type of excretion, so since it's normal for it to be another excretion, therefore one could be makel as well. According to those who will ask the woman if she had, she felt a hargasha psichas hamikar, and she says that she had felt psichas hamikar, then in such a case, then one would have to be machmir, that if she truly believes she had argasha, even if she checked and she didn't find blood, you're going to have to be machmir. But if argasha zivas davarlach, according to Trumas Hadeshen, argasha zivas davarlach is not going to be a problem. Yes?
According to this, there's a fourth argasha that is nitas davar migufa. And we're saying that, if there was, if we didn't check immediately, we're going to be told that a miragline. But if I checked right after, something was nitas mimena, and I didn't find that's a fourth
hargasha.
That's a tremendous
hargasha. That's a tremendous hargasha. What Yonatan is pointing out is that what we started off with, the Shev Yaakov, wasn't even a regular hargasha, right? It was just that she was nitas mimena davar migufa. So that's an interesting point. It doesn't seem to be a general definition of hargasha, so you could be matir that case right off the bat and say that wasn't an hargasha.
So,
yeah.
Is that lachon ma'isa? No.
Why are you looking for chumras? No. We're not creating new hargashas. I'm teasing. Yeah, go ahead. That's the question. In other words, it sounds like he's looking at nitas mimena migufa as being another type.
No, I thought he was one of the three.
One of the three types. No. Ein hachanan. They have to be choshesh as that. Rabbi Yonatan is saying this is chumra al gabe chumra because Trumas Hadeshen is a chumra. Aleph. Beis is, why create hargashas if you don't even know that this is a hargasha? This is a chumra al gabi chumra. Okay, thankfully in the end he came out l'kula, and he said that that she found a little bit, but I think that there's ein hachanami that's a reason to be makel as well. Again, I'm coming from my bias also that the Trumas Hadeshen itself is a chumra. Yes, Michael.
Okay, so According to this Svara, she usually saw also a Lichlochus Lavan with Tichas HaMakor constantly. So that type of argument.
No, we said the Farish. Tichas HaMakor, that wouldn't work. Now, let me just follow up, Siv Katan Dal, then I'll take Rav Yaakov. Shiniftach Mekora, so the Pisrei Tshuva says, V'kasa v'chachmas Adam, aval bargasha shenizdazeya ivareha. So that was the argasha of when she, her entire body shakes. We saw that the Tzitz Eliezer says that that is argasha b'zman hazeh, that cramps could be nizdazeya ivareha. So if she has that, in bat kevelo v'atza klum tahora. So basically, the only time, according to the Chachmas Adam, that you'll have the chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshen is only by the classic Hargasha, and that's the Hargasha Psichas Pia Mekar. Just something to have to think about. What did Trumas Hadeshen himself say? What is Hargasha? Something to think about. Okay. With my Shana Bet boys, I say you get a point. I'll give you a free safer after you answer three of these questions. So, just something to think about. That would probably be connected to this. But Nachzor Lin Yaneinu, that's in brackets. Nachzor Lin Yaneinu, when it comes to the Shita of the Chachmas Adam, the Chachmas Adam again says that even that Kol Gufa, or her Evarim being heavy, if she feels that, that's not going to be within the domain of the Chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, finally, one more thing about the Chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshen. Let's take a look at a fascinating case that appears in Sif Katan Vav in the Pisrei Tshuva, and this will round out, even conceptually, and you should be familiar because this is discussed in the post in many permutations, like this will round out also conceptually the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshen, and that is in Sif Katan Vav, we have the following. It's a little bit of an extreme case, and that is quoted also in Simin Kuf Peches in the Pisrei Tshuva. Let's start reading it in Siv Katan Vav, and to fill in details, we'll have to look in Kuf Peches. Dibrei Matzah v'lo matzah klum. Aval im matzah maros ksheros. What happens if she finds a mara that's tahora? Kegon leicha levana yiruko kamara gal. Tahora. Then that's pasha. If she checks and she finds a mara tahora, that's going to be fine. Va'ayin masha kasafti shom. Take a look what I wrote in Siman Kuf Peches. B'shem Shuvas Givat Sha'ul. Be'im Bodka Be'ed She'ena Bodak. So here it's a little bit of a complicated case. No jewel will be left behind. If there's anything that's not clear about the case, stop me. And that is, she did Bedika with an aid that had not been previously checked. So that's the first unique variable over here. The aid had not been previously checked. U'matza Mara Tohar. And she found a Mara, and that Mara was Tohar. Ubisocho maratame pachos mikigris. And inside of it, so a woman has argasha, she checks to do to what happened, like she's required to do according to Trumas Hadeshen, but her mistake was she used an aid she'en haboduk. That was her error. If she uses an aid haboduk, then fine. Then she checks and she finds something small, she's going to be okay. Something clean, she's going to be okay. However, over here, something small that's clean, then she's going to be okay. What happens in this case that she hadn't checked beforehand to make sure that the aid was clean? And the Givat Shaul says, then on the Mara, she finds both Dam Tohar and Dam Tameh. So, it could be that Dam Tameh was there from a previous time. And now what does she check and find? She found the Dam Tohar. On the other hand, it could be the other way around. And that is that she now checked, and what she had previously was a Dam Tohar, and what she checked now is Dam Tameh. This is spelled out clearly in the Pisrei Tshuva in Kuf Peches Hey. I don't think it's necessary for us to read it inside. If anybody thinks that it's important, it'll be my pleasure. But in Kuf Peches Hey, we have that case. This is the case of the Givat Shaul. The Givat Shaul's Mekel. He says she's Tahora. And he quotes, the Pisrei Tshuva goes on, and he quotes the Chavas Das disagrees. The Chavas Das is Machmir. Achein Chavas Das, B'simin Zeh, B'simin Zeh, she's Tmeya. He says at the end of the day, generally when she feels a hargasha, that hargasha is not going to produce something tar, it's going to produce something tameh. So too as well over here, we have to be choshesh that hargasha produced something that was tameh, not tar. So I saw a beautiful explanation from Reforced in the Art Scroll Laws of Anida, what is the crux of the machlokis over here between the Chavis Das and the Givashov. He says very, very beautifully in Appendix C. Appendix C, he says very beautifully, it's the first thing in our booklet. He explains that we have a following question. Is the purpose of this bedika, top line, is the purpose of this bedika, in other words, when a woman has a hargasha, and she now has to check, is the purpose of this bedika merely to discover a cause for the hargasha, or is it also to ascertain that the hargasha was not caused by dam? In other words, is it sufficient for the bedika to show that the hargasha may have been caused by a clear discharge, or must the bedika prove that no blood appeared? Does it need to be, in Yisrael's words yesterday, a birur? You need to be mevarer that this hargasha did not have dam tamim. If that's the requirement, so then what does the Chavis Das say? It didn't do it. This might have been dam tamim. Or you just need a tliya on the hargasha. You just need to be tola on the hargasha. That's the position of the Givashol. What a beautiful explanation that Rabbi Forrest gives. Rabbi Forrest is not, the Sefer is not only a Sefer that's Malakit Halachos, beautiful and fantastic, Ma'amikomos. He really breaks down obscure cases, sometimes even Lamda Shechakiris very, very well. He then goes on to Cheshbin, exactly what the Chazanish, the Sam Sefer sheet is, what the Chavis Das's sheet is, and so on and so forth. But for our purposes, this is enough. Lania's dicey, there's a lot of room to be making in many of these instances. At the end of the day, this is, for us, I think, as much Lahagil Torah Lahadira. My understanding is that Mikra Dedinim, one could follow the Ramah. The Mechaber also seems to be following that position. But at the end of the day, there's no question, if you're Mitzdarik, some of these Shitas, the Givashol as well, and the Givashol is no longer... That's the beauty here of the Lamdus, of the way Yisrael said it. It's no longer just a shaila of when you have both Tameh and Tar over here. Now we broaden it and could apply it to many other instances as well. The moment you have a tli and say, the Hargasha was probably this, you could be Mekel. While the Chavis Das is saying no, the Chavis Das is saying you got to prove it. You got to prove according to Truma Tadashin. One Amevin Yavin, just one more second, one more Yisod. Vamevin Yavin, according to Rav Miller's Hezber, the Fida Truma Tadashin, Bidas Rashi, it sounds like that you got to prove that this Hargasha is not Das. According to the pure position, the pure Hezber in the Truma Tadashin, which might very well be the Emes, you got to prove it. But again, That might be conceptually the Derech HaMelech, and in terms of learning up the sugya and learning up the way the Beis Yosef presented it, that might definitely be so. In terms of Halacha LaMaisa, there are a lot of snifim that one could use. One could use Lahakil.
So we're not
machalik
the Shemesh Sedeshin at all?
No, I didn't say.
I'm asking. I'm not saying every set.
Okay. You're asking me? I feel the Pitzchei Chu's last name was Eisenstadt.
The Ramah doesn't disagree with him in the Shulchan Aruch only.
Right, correct. I think the bottom line is that there's that one could be Mekel Meikar Dedina, and one should be Mitztarif, the many of the Snifim that we just mentioned today, Lahakel as well. If one could be Mitztarif, that the other means positions.
Like even.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. No. Boom. Yes.
Yeah.
No, let's leave that tire. Let's leave Miller's tire. That's already in the past. We say over already another tire today. The Yisod of the Truma Tadeshin, that's already in the past. I'd like to leave it. We spelled it out, I think, before. Let's leave it now. Okay, Rabotai, let's begin topic number two. Okay, be my pleasure, Yaakov, afterwards to Chazaro. Kuf Sadi Sif Beis through Dalek. This is a very straightforward halacha. Most of the halachas are not halacha lemaisa at all. You so that I thought I was about to say it depends if Al Qaeda takes over the world, it might be a different story. But in Kuf Sadi Sifbeis, the Mechaber says the following. Says the Mechaber, Loi Gozru B'Tinokes Shaloi Giyaz Mana Liros Dahainu Shi Pchusa Miyudbeis Afilu Yivu Shtei Saros. So this was once upon a time when girls used to get married a lot younger, and you know what? Meheri Yibane Beis Hamikdash, right? Meheri Yibane Beis Hamikdash. So then what will happen is that a girl who has her period, she might have a kesem, and so on and so forth. It's a nafkamina if she'll be metame taharos and so on and so forth. So this Mirtz Hashem will be nafkamina for in every Jewish home, God willing. Okay, so these halachas will come up, but this was probably written in the Shulchan Aruch in the times that girls used to get married young. They say that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's Rebbetzin said that she was the daughter of Rav Elia Pruzhner, and she said Rav Chaim of Bris came to visit her father, and they were sitting in the study, and her father called her in after Rav Chaim left, and she wasn't even called her in, she said she was outside jumping rope, and her father said to her, Mazel Tov, you were engaged to Reb Chaim of Brisk's son, Moshe Soloveitchik. So, and it was pretty good. Our great grandmothers got married when they were quite young as well. It's a little bit of a different world today. Lo gazru b'tinoke shalagiyas mana deros dahenu shepchusam yudbeiz afilu eviyah shtei saros. So we have a young girl. V'chein afilu haisa yiserim yudbeiz in badkua v'lo eviyah shtei saros. So you need two criteria for her ksamim to be metame. Number one is she needs to be 12. Number two, she has to have had shtei saros. Bein shi besula, bein shi beula. V'afilim rasa kvar shtei pamim. Avim rasa shar shpamim choshesh l'kesem. So the rule of thumb is she needs to hit this plateau of 12 and shtei saros. If not, then we don't have to be machmir ksamim. However, if she sees three times, then we're going to have to be machmir for her kesem. Now this was a shaila in the halacha lemaisa in the time of the Marashal, and the Marashal was machmir against the Mechaber. If you take a look, the Shach quotes the Marashal in Sifkot and Gimel. I know the Talmidim didn't spend time in it Seder because I want you to focus on the main sugya, but I'll read it slowly and explain. Stop me if there's anything that's not clear. The Shach writes in Sifkot and Gimel, Kota Marashal va'idna kol isha sheyesh labal. So if you didn't need the story of the jumping rope, it's Mefurish in the Marashal. Any woman who has a husband, choshesh l'ksameha fafilu hi ktana. Even if she's a ketani, you have to be choshesh. And he brings interesting raya. Sharefilu l'dam besulim monim shivanikim. Because if a man marries a ketana, the dam besulim were machmir. So he says, if we're machmir on her dam besulim, so we'll also be machmir on her ksamim. That is the Marashal's shita. The Shach is mefalpo with it and then rejects it. All the way at the end of the Shach in Sifkatan Gimel, the Shach says there's a chiluk between Dam Besulim, and we're going to discuss, of course, Mir Tashem, the sugi of Dam Besulim in of itself. And all the way in the end of Sifkatan Gimel, in my edition, it's a separate paragraph, Avol Nirali, towards the end, he says, Avol Nirali de'en raya klami Dam Besulim. Dam Besulim is not a raya. In other words, even though we're machmar on Dam Besulim by a tinokas, even though you could say, what are you talking about? This is for sure hymenal blood, right? What is the chumrah of dam besulim? That we say we might get confused between dam besulim and dam nida. But what likelihood is the tinokas have dam besulim? So if we're machmir nowadays for dam besulim by a tinokas, even though it's not like dam nida, so maybe we should be machmir also for ksamim. So he says that it's different because the Rush already says that the reason we're machmir for dam besulim is a unique reason. In Dibar Maskel Avol Nirali, it's not because we're choshed that dam came from the mekar. It's not that we really believe that dam nida. By dam besulim, come on, we don't really believe it's dam nida. Says the Rosh. And we don't know the difference. In other words, it's a gzera. Dam besulim is a gzera. It's a heavy gzera for a chasan and kala. And they get through it, and they survive. It's not easy. So it's a gzeira that's a low plug, but we don't really think that this is really dam nida. In contrast, the Shach says, we wouldn't say it in regards to a kesem, because what's a kesem? A kesem is that we really are choshesh that this is dam nida. We're choshesh that this is dam nitas. So it was a unique gezeira of lo plug by dam besulim, and he says to the marshal that you can't compare dam besulim to kesem. So kesem, we could be makel by a tinokes if she's a tinokes and she hasn't seen three times. Dam besulim, we have to be machmir. This will set up us up for the future in understanding dam besulim. But dam besulim is an absolute gezeira, and it's not the pshat that we're really choshesh that it's dam nida, and that's as the Rush explains, and the Shach takes that approach. These halachas continue on in Siv Gimel. Halacha lemaisa, the Shach is not choshesh, and we would not be choshesh as well. Siv Gimel. Hoysa shofaf kama yomim, al shahoysa midalef is tifach or tif below asaka, eino ela hefsik, eino ela kriyas acha. So, what happens if this girl is staining for a while? So then in such a case, it's not considered three separate riyas that turn her into a roa. Rather, it's one riya, acha tifso, until she stops. Avlin poskam at. But if she stops, v'chazav rasa shalosh pamim, afilu biyom echad, harezim uchzek is damim. If she absolutely stops seeing, and then she starts seeing again, then those are separate riyas. V'kisma tame, and then we have to be machmar aksam. V'yesh mishom ashen kisma tame, elin kein rasa dam shalosh vestos. But there is a dissenting view who says that we could be makel, and she needs three entirely different vestos, that means entirely different days when she sees them. She sees three times in one day, that's not going to be enough. V'yesh lahachmir kisvar rishona, that even three times in one day, the halacha is that she has a din roa, and therefore her ksam will be tamei.
This is, she's seeing regular blood, or is she seeing
regular blood. This is in terms of being maxiker as a roa. Dalit, tinokes shelo egiyas mana liros, if we have a tinokes that hasn't reached the time to see, v'rasa shalosh pamim, upaskam liros shir shalosh ano, shem tishim yom, chozreres likadmusa, v'ksam atar at shetaksa v'tir shalosh pamim. This is a repeat of what we had in Kuf Pei Tes in regards to tinokes. If she stops seeing, even though she saw three times, so then in such a case, then she reverts back to original status, even though she had originally seen three times, she stops for 3 months, then in such a case she goes back to regular status of a tinokes, she has a chazak of a low ra, and therefore we could be mako on her ksav. Well, this doesn't happen very much. However, what would you say in regards to zakena? And this comes up often, this is quite common, and that is a woman who is in menopause, could we introduce a big kula l'chumra? Didn't we learn, we did, in Simin Kuf Pei Tes, that not only is a tinokes a musulekes damim, so too a zakena is also musulekes damim. This would be quite a heter, and that is that one would suggest the following, as we're going to see in it's raised in Pisrei Shuvah Kuf Tzadi Aleph Beis, that we could be makel on the ksamim of a woman in menopause. What does that mean to be makel on her ksamim? And that is that if the woman does not have a hargasha, even if it's on white and it's larger than a gris and it's on a dover on the kabel tumah, it doesn't have any heter of the tliyos of ksamin, maybe we could be makel for a woman for menopause. So this was a shita that was actually presented in the Pisrei Tshuva, but I have not found a single posik that uses it halacha lemaisa. If you take a look, weiter in our next simon, in Kuf Tzadi Aleph Siv Bey, Siv Katan Bey in the Pisrei Tshuva, no one less than the Panim Iros, who's the grandfather of the Pisrei Tshuva, suggests such a heter, and there's a certain logic to it, right? Because, again, just to repeat, that just like a Tinokas has been a Selekas Damim, we're Mekel on her Ksamim, so too we should say the same thing in regards to a Zakena, no cigar. But let's see, let's go slowly. I am a Tshuva's Panim Iros, Shekasav, the Isha Zakena, Shechadola, Orach Kenoshim, Yesh Litar Doma Anim Tzabeis Asiyas Tzrachel Be'o Medes. So his case was talking about, we're going to discuss this later, a woman who's urinating, and that is also a case of a kesem. She finds some blood.
Where's everybody?
Kuf Tzadi Al Siv Katan Beis in the Pisrei Tshuva. So Beis Asiyas Tzrachel Be'o Medes B'chol Inu Pshita B'yoshevet Afil Be'em Tzah Seifel. There are going to be halachas, it depends exactly where she finds the blood, on the toilet and so on. The apple dasa machmirin lo timu elamishum kesem vikani kilu yoser. Earlier there are some who are machmir regards to kesem, and then there are some who are machmir that's a tliya that you could say came from a makkah. Vimkein kal v'chomer in bekesem shechmiru Tiarub is the kena kalachomer benidon zeh. So we're not going to discuss the case of the blood that falls on the toilet right now, but what we are going to discuss is the kalachomer the panim ira. The panim ira says that if the halacha is that by a zekena we're matir a kesem, certainly we're going to be makel on her kesem. Certainly we're going to be makel on the blood that's found on the toilet. We're not going to talk about the blood in the toilet. We are going to talk about the first step. He says, we're makil on the kesem of a zakena. Ooh, so Tuzkhi Shu says, Zaydi, stop. Where did you get this from? That's quite a kula. So he stops his grandfather and he says, Ulaniya Zayti Tsarachiyun. Ma shekasa, the kesem tiru bezakena. Ube emeslo nisker zebeshum duchta. It's not mentioned at all. And he goes back to our Siv. He says, and Kuf Sadi Siv Beis only says it in regards to Tinokes. It doesn't say in regards to Ketana. It doesn't say it at all in regards to a Zekena. And I have not seen a postik that is Makel, but you do have an assumption in the Panim Eros, so that should be something that if there's a complicated Shaila for a woman in menopause, Ravozner says very strongly that one should be machmir, he says, and that's exactly how menopause generally develops. She begins to stop seeing her regular cycle, and she begins to start seeing in stains. That's common, says Ravozner, that her cycle is replaced with staining, not during the regular time. So Ravozner says that's poshut, that logically should be considered dam nida. That's not mesulek as dam, and that's exactly paradigmatic of a zakena. But on the books, there is this sheet of the Panim Eros, even though the post in general that I'm aware of do not follow it. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we go.
I just don't understand.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Again, we're just saying that we're going to consider that.
Let me repeat, and then you'll tell me if it's clear. Me'ikr Dedina, the point of the grandson seems to be correct. And that is, the Pitzchei Shuva points out that we don't have this heter on the books. That's out. Bayes is that the Ravozner points out that it's very, very hard to understand the Panim Eros' Svara. Not only is it not on the books, it's hard to understand the Svara. And the reason it's hard to understand the Svara is because that is how a woman's period develops during menopause. She starts off not seeing regularly and staining. That's what's common.
So we call it one more Ria. Why do you call it one Ria?
We call it one Riyah, but it's a Riyah. Okay. It's a Riyah. But the Panim Eros wants to be Mekel. So that, Ravozner says, is difficult. Okay. Now, Rabosai, let us go to the Kors Sugya. Kors Sugya that I want to start working on today, and Bezer Hashem continue tomorrow. Today we'll get to, we'll be Masik Shmait Talib de Hilchasa as well on the Sugya, but there are other parts to the Sugya that are going to come up later on. And that is, let's take a look and see it through the eyes of the Beis Yosef, quoting the Rajba. Let's take a look. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Tzadi, of course. It's a special sif that was created in the Beis Yosef, Vav Aleph. Let's see this Beis Yosef. We're going to put this on the board. This is going to be the sugi that we'll try to do from the beginning to the end. The Beis Yosef writes the following, Vida. Shekata Rajba, Bitoras Habayis, Dohodavi Inon Shiura, Bain Bekesem Hanimsa Chaluka, Bain Bekesem Hanimsa Basarahi. So the sheet of the Rajba, of course, our sugya is Kesem Hanimsa Basarah. Kesem Hanimsa Al Basarah. So, the question over here is one question, and that is, what's the shiur? By the way, this comes up. This is a fascinating shaila, and it's an absolutely fascinating shaila, both in lomdus and in iyun. So let's take it apart. So the Rajba is very clear. The Rajba's opinion is, he's the most basic shita, and the Rajba's of the opinion that there's no difference between a kesem that's found on garments and a kesem is found on her body. And that is, everything has shear grit, and that means that if you find a kesem, a woman finds a kesem on her body, so then in such a case, you have to verify what was the shear. However, even though there are many Rishonim, we're going to call the Shitas HaRajba, but as the Beis Yosef points out, because of a Rav HaMagid, Shechein Das HaRaivid, V'Ramban, Shechein Das Rabbeinu Shekosu L'Kamon, B'Samuch, we're going to, Emir Hashem, on Thursday, see that this is the Shita of the Torah as well. However, the Rambam is a dissenting view. Aval Rambam Kosav Delo Itmer Shiur. The Rambam says that there is no Shiur. Elo Leketam Animsa Al Chalukah. The only time we say that there's a Shiur Gris is on the Chalukah. Aval Ketam Shimsa Al Besora. Bimikomo Shechoshenlen Kimoshi Yisbar. Ein Lo Shiur. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says there's no Shiur whatsoever. The Rambam says there's no Shiur. And what does that mean? That the Rambam holds that it's a koshu. Then you have to be masmir, even the smallest amount. Let's see the Rambam inside. Next week we're going to see more. Next Thursday we're going to. This coming Thursday we're going to see more Rambams about this. But let's see the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rambam just starts off right off the bat as an assumption that there are two different worlds. Says the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Vav. Ma bein kesem hanimtza al besara le kesem hanimtza al begada. The Rambam assumes kesem hanimtza al besara, kesem hanimtza al begada are two different things. She kesem hanimtza al besara ain lo shir, doesn't have a shir at all. Hanimtza al beged ain a matamat shir ke gris. And then that's where the Rambam gives us the size of a gris. Okay, so the Rambam is this dissenting view. This is exactly a summary of the words of the Mechaber. Let's take a look in Kuf Tzadi Sivav, and then we're going to try to understand what's behind it. Kuf Tzadi Sivav says the Mechaber, Hada Be'inam back into Shulchan Aruch, Hada Be'inam Shi'ura, Be'in Mekesem Nimsal Chaluka, Be'in Mekesem Nimsal Besara, V'yesh Omrim Shalom Amru. So that's the Shita of the Rajba Udime. He's following the great Rebbe, the Ramban. So the whole, and the Rambam takes on the world. Is it just the Rambam?
The Rush. That's the Rush.
Very good. V'yesh Omrim. And there's some who say, no. Shelo Omru, Ela b'kesem ha'nimtza ha'chaluka. It only applies to kesem ha'nir ha'chaluka. Aval kesem ha'nimtza ha'besara b'vad m'koma shechoshen lehem ein lo shir. And this does come up, and this is a big, big chumrah. This is a big chumrah. An important chumrah. And that is that the Rambam is of the opinion that there's a kol shu'a dam that's found on b'sara, then it has to be viewed differently. Let us start with a special Masorah that we have. I would imagine that these walls will rejoice in us saying this, and that is that Rav Miller Shlita reported that Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal said the following pshat in the Rambam, just the conceptual framework. Probably said this yisod over here. So that microphone is the microphone. Lichtenstein used to speak from that microphone. Thank you. So he suggested, the Lichtenstein Zatzal suggested the following pshat. And that is, remember we had, this comes together so geschmack. Remember we had this fundamental conceptual question of how to look at ksamim. Is ksamim a gzeira, or is ksamim something in which that there's a suffix, and that affected whether ksamim has an absolute shear or a tliya. Suffix, if it's a suffix, so then you worked with tliya, and if it was a gzeira, so then the gzeira says that you could be makil until a gris. That was our introduction to ksamim, our first two shiurim. So the Lichtenstein Zatzal said as follows. Said like this. He said, when the kesem is found al chaluka, so then it's only a gzera. That's a gzera chazal. At the end of the day, chazal were mechadish that if you find something on a chaluk, you have to be machmir on argasha. But if you find it mamish al bisara, so then that's a suffix. It's a real suffix migufa. And then the only time you could be makil is if you have a real tliya. If you don't have a real tliya, we're going to see that the Gemara discusses tliyas also by bisara, then you have to be machmir. So that's the Rambam. So what Rav Lichtenstein suggested is we put on the board two different worlds. Rashi with Safek, and we had to Tlia and so on and so forth. Tosfos Udimei was a Gzeira, and the Ramban and others. Rav Lichtenstein suggested that the Rambam holds like both. And the Rambam, it will depend, according to the Rambam, whether we're talking about a Kesem al-Basara, or we're talking about a Kesem that's al-Chaluka. When it comes to al-Basara, you don't have this regular dispensation to say, it's a gris. Less than a gris, we could be makel. No. There, the only time is if you could really say, I believe that it didn't come from her. But if it's on chalukah, then Chazal made the gzer. If I made vinyavin, wasn't amal on this enough, l'chura the chesam sofer works beautifully with this as well. Because if it's a varin starting with the tumma of the objects, so then that's where the chesam sofer was coming from. But that idea of tumma of the objects maybe would only start with the chalukah, close brackets. But at the end of the day, this is Rav Lichtenstein's atzal's yisod. We're going to see that's what was really misameach is Rav Miller, as the fantastic Talmud, showed how Rav Lichtenstein's yisod and lamdus also plays out in halacha lemaisa as well. But we'll get to that shortly. Yeah, or not so shortly. It's going to take us a good 10-15 minutes to go. What we didn't do is we just gave the halacha, gave the basic lamdus. We didn't see the Gemara and the Rishonim. We have to do now is see the Gemara and Rishonim and the Shach, and then come back to Tzibim Ma'ayin, what the Halacha L'maisa is. Yeah?
Does that mean that the Rambam doesn't require a Hargasha necessarily?
We're talking about Kesem, yeah.
So what does this mean then? If it's Midin Kesem, then it should be the same thing as the Gezerah. It's not Midin
Kesem. I understand what you're bothered by, and we should work it out together. I understand what you're bothered by. Let me answer in a cryptic fashion. As you can imagine, when we broke down this whole sugya into just two sides of a board, obviously there are more nuances than just those two sides. In other words, you could have a Rishon that holds that suffix, but it's not because of Dilma Argasha. Right? So not necessarily do all of those things do those things go together.
But can we just say it's a reyesa? It's on her body, so it's more of a reyesa, but it's not from her body. So therefore the Rambam...
Nachum. Okay. Now, Rabbi, what does the Gemara say about this question? We discussed the Rishonim, we saw it in Shulchan Aruch. Now let's take a step back and go to the Gemara to understand the objection of the Shach. The Gemara is, this Shaila about Kesem al-Basara l'chura is a Gemara. And how you read the Gemara is going to be critical in terms of how we paskin on the Shaila. So, take a look on Nunches Amid Aleph. First word online is Boi Rebbe Yirmiya. It's about two-thirds of the way down, Boi Rebbe Yirmiya. Boi Rebbe Yirmiya Kashir Mahu. What is Kashir? So Rashi explains, this is in the booklet, the page after the Rambam. So Rashi explains, Kashir Ritzua Be'igul Kitsamid. If it was round like a bracelet. So let's say this is a leg. Okay? So this is a leg. Now, if blood was running down, mimikar, how would blood generally be found? Blood would generally be found going down. And we're going to spend time discussing different ways blood is found on the body on Thursday. So this will be normal, right? The blood, gravity causes blood to fall down. It could be that we found a small dot, and then we'll have to ask, could they combine for a grist? What happens if the blood was not found, says the Gemara, in this manner, going downward, what we would say vertically, but rather was found kitsamid. It was found on the leg sitting like a bracelet. So then in such a case, what would one say? That defies gravity. It's a little bit more likely that blood had been splashed from the side, not that it had come from above, from her makar. So that's a fascinating question. That's the Gemara shed. Okay. The Gemara gives other examples of it, and then the Gemara says, Tashma al-Bisara. We said that it has to be, that if it's al-Bisara, how do we look at it? Safek tame, safek tahar, tame. Ah, says the Gemara, anytime it's al basara, you have to be machmir. Al basara, my lav kai gamna, says the Gemara. Maybe it means that it was found even like a bracelet. Says Gemara, loy. Dilma davi kiritsua. No, it's not this case, but it's going downward like a ritsua, like a strap from a tefillin that's going down. This is the Gemara. Okay. Now, how you explain this Gemara is going to be critical in paskening the above shaila. Rabotai, how large is this kashir? How large is it? Is it the size of a gris? Or is it not the size of a gris? So says the Shach, it must be that it was less than a gris. Why? Because if it was a gris, then it's pashut that she's going to be Tameya. We never find, no matter how the blood is found, you never have an instance where blood that's larger than a gris is tar, by kesem. Zof de helig yeshach, sif katan yud, vabach, so sif yubeis pasuk yeshom and dilakamot, ulefiani as daiti ein lohokel klav. We shouldn't be makel at all. Dibishas gabe lo dilma ovikiritsua mashmakarambam. It's mashmakarambam. Why? Dimlo kain tiksha my ir yasam al besaro safik tamen. What's the Gemara Shiloh? The Gemara says, oh, will we be machmir because it's on her basar? Al chaluko safik tar? And on her chaluk, would you say she's tar? Ha chaluko nami kesem aruch mitstare. But if it's a kesem that's aruch, in other words, that has the shear, it would be mitzdaret kidi'isa bebraisa, like we see in the braisa. This is the sheet of the Shach. Therefore, the Shach paskins like the Rambam, and he claims that there's an open and shut Gemara like the Rambam. The Shach then goes on and says, it's not just me, I wasn't the one who found the Gemara. The Shach says, there's of course the beauty of learning. If you were the first one to dream up the Raya, then you're probably in trouble. So the Shach says, because if no one else said it before you, there are many bigger Talmid Chacham than you and I that were learning this beforehand. Shach says, it's not me. It's Tosos. It's the Rosh. Shach goes on. Ubetur mechabelil sifei. Okay, he's making reference to something which we'll talk about later. V'chein nira daf Tosos v'Rosh. And this is the opinion of Tosos Rosh. And he's bothered that at the end of the day, the mechaber could be makel. In other words, the Mechaber has a Stam V'yesh Misha Omer. He says it's a cut and dry Gemara. What's the Rosh? The Shach is 100% right that it's the Rosh. Let's take a look, at least the way most understand it. We're going to see in the Mar Mekomos on Thursday that I'd like you to look up the Rosh quoted in the Beis Yosef. You're going to see the Beis Yosef when you do Amir Tashem Siv Zayin. This is going to continue. This sugya is going to continue in Siv Zayin. If you take a look, the Rosh explains our Gemara. And he says the following. Let's read the whole Rosh in Siv Beis, the second to last photocopy in the booklet. Boy Rebbe Zera, Kshira Mau, Tipin Tipin Mau, different types of constructions over here. Rajbam Pirish Kshura, what's the case? Skip down a couple of lines. Rajbam Pirish Kshura, Hainu Harbashura's Kazavazet. What happens if you have a bunch of lines going down? Tipin Tipin Iklip Rushan Atsuin Kshura, O Kshir. Now he asks a question. V'hodam rinam bishili pirkin tipi tipin ein mitzdarfin. Says the Rosh, I don't understand. The Gemara has a shaila. In this Gemara we say, if there are small drops, are they mitzdarfin? That's the Gemara shaila. We'll discuss this next time. Says the Rosh, it's a Farish Gemara later on. That's not mitzdarfin. So what's the Gemara shaila? Continues the Rosh. Hainu al beged! That's on a beggar. The equal is spooky b'chol tipa b'tipa b'dam acholas. Then you could be told that. Aval al besara. Here it is. This is the punchline. Three lines from the bottom of the second column in the old edition of the Russian Siv Beis. Aval al besara lo talina b'dam acholas. Al besara, we're not told b'dam acholas. So that's what the Shach means when the Shach says, and the Rosh also writes this. So Shach has got some, now some good company. He's got the Rambam and the Rosh at side. Almost he's beating the Mechaber at his own game, right? Because the Mechaber goes Rambam, Rif, Rosh, and he's already marshaled the rope that he's got the Rambam and the Rosh on his side, and it should be a checkmate. However, I just want to point out the notion that it's the Tosfos is not so clear at all. Now, the Divrei Chamudas makes this point. If you turn back to the Gemara, if you take a look in Dibar Machlok Shura Mahu, for a three-pointer, I'd like to challenge you, how is Tosfos actually not so muchruch at all? Like the Rush, take a look at Tosfos Dibar Machlok Shura Mahu, even though the Shach, that's sort of it, you need to say a little better, even though the Shach says that the Russian Tosos are on his side, and they read the Gemara like him, actually if you read the Tosos, you might come to a very, very different conclusion, and it seems to me that the Beis Yosef does not agree with that. So just the Shach, Kedarko Bekodesh, rips apart the Sugya, starting from the Gemara and the Rishonim, and then he claims all the Rishonim learn like him, and everybody else is wrong, so the Shach is awesome. But every once in a while, it's not like every Rishon learned like the Shach, that one could be mefalpel with that. Particularly, I'd like to challenge you to show me how Tosfos fits into this picture. Oh! So now we have the Shach versus the Mechaber and the silence of the Ramah. So how do you pass it? So as one would predict, Chacham Avadya Zatzal says, Al Besara Kigris, one could be Mako. Rav Miller Shlita says, Al Besara Kigris, you could be Mako. Stam Yeshom, we don't quote the Shach. The note, but Pisrei Tshuva, by the way, Sifkat New Gimel, quotes Deos in the postgame and seems to also come out Lakula. However, despite the fact, I want to share with you two other ideas, two other shitas that are important. Despite the fact that this is how these Gedolei HaPoskim came out, Rav Miller had a brilliant maramakom. He said, take a look at the psak of the Shevet Alevi. On the last page in our booklet, here, this is Mamish Mitzameach. If this doesn't make you happy, then I don't know what will. Says the Shevet Alevi, we paskin l'kula, but in a limited way. He says, you remember last year we had a discussion, what is the size of a gris? Could you say it's the biggest macholas out there? Or do you have to judge based on the macholas today in Yerushalayim in Beit Vegas? And in New York, you have to do it that way. And in Ohio, you look over there. So we saw that the Urayim said that every generation, every place, you got to check. Did we pass in that way? No, we didn't pass that way. Says the Shevet Alevi, based on the Lechem V'Simla, he says, Al Besara works as a Tliya. Since it works as a Tliya, so then it's got to be the size of the bed bugs in that place. But when it comes to Al Chaluka, then the shear is what? The shear is the largest grit possible. Who's that? Ramiller says, that's what our Rebbe said. He says, the same Yisod that Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal said, Vidas HaRambam, is actually how the Shevet HaLevi Paskin. That the Shevet HaLevi says in Otvah, that if you take a look, that we could be makel al v'sara, only the smallest shear of the kina. In other words, what is realistic here, at this particular time. It's got to be a tliya, it's got to be a real tliya. But al achaluka, then the Shevet HaLevi says, then you go with the general zera of the shear. In other words, the tzvei dinim that Rav Lichtenstein said in the Rambam is how he himself paskins in terms of the halacha, which in general, we saw that the Shevet HaLevi was not so fast to accept Ramosha's Haterim. The Shevet HaLevi said, I made reference to, that he wasn't matir on Vadai Megufa, like we saw in the Mi'il Tzedakah. But the Shevet HaLevi here says, Chalukah, there's a lot of room to be made. Baal Besara, now I will read it inside. In my edition of the Shevet HaLevi, it's page Kuf Samach Vav. He summarizes the Sugya, and then he says, Avol Kosam Avlecha V'Simla. First word on the line is Kosam in the second column. The Ika, Kiva the Ika Pluksa. Heich Misharim Kina Shebizmana Shas. O Rakifi Shemoto Bizmanenu. Lachain ein lakol b'b'sara filu de'erishona. Therefore you shouldn't be making on b'sara filu de'erishona. V'amevin yavin, it's not the exact same style as Rav Lichtenstein. Rav Lichtenstein was talking b'das haramba. Here is the split in psak in the first day. Afilu de'erishona, ela b'kina mitzuya etzleinu, u'kedas ha'yireyim. And he says that we would only be able to be making on kina mitzuya etzleinu. And then and in contrast to Chalukah, where he says there's room to be more in Mekel. He then just adds, but from my experience, he says there are many times that one should be machmir, again, because lo shchiach macholas. Why? Because this is based on the idea of tliya. Al basar, you need a real tliya, argues the Shevet HaLevi. There might be room to be Mekel, but you need a real tliya. In contrast to Chalukah, then you have a din kesem. Wow, this is mamish mesameach. The analysis of the Rambam is the same yesod. That's what the Shevet HaLevi says. Finally, that's correct. The same thing we saw from the same type of idea. It's not the exact same shita. V'amei v'nyovin, it's not the exact same shita, but it's the same yesod. The reason why it's not the same shita is because the Shevet HaLevi is saying it in the first day of the Mechaber.
In the Rambam.
Exactly. That's right. But it's the same construct. And so what we see is a longus that we gave all the way from the beginning of two ways of looking at Ksamim, Mamish play itself, continue to play itself out. And we're going to see even more of it as we go on as well. Finally, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita today told me that he's machmir. He says if at the end of the day the shach is machmir, so then he feels that one should be machmir. The Pischei Tshuva, it seems to be no to the Kula and Sifkat and Yigimel. So here's one of the cases, not many, where Rav Miller and Rav Nevin Sal take different approaches. That Rav Nevin Sal said that one should be machmir al Besara, because at the end of the day the shach did marshal the rush as well, and the rush is on the books. The Tosas Yesh La'ayin. So if the Shach points out the simple reading of the Gemara is this way, the Lechem V'Simla has a teretz to defend the Mekilim, to defend the Rajba, the Ramban, and so on. But I think my time has run out, Baruch Hashem, in the most positive sense of the word. But take a look at the Lechem V'Simla Sifkat and Tes. That does have a teretz. And Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to go on with Siv Zayin Amir Tashem tomorrow, in Aramar Makomos, and on Thursday, and then we're going to continue with Siv Ches, that also continues on this sugya that we were working on as well. Okay, stop over here.